Hello, and welcome to Cubicle Confidential, weekly advice for the working stiff. I'm Chris DeSantis, and let me introduce my co-host, starting with words that sound like they start with X, the extraordinary, the exceptional, and the exciting, Mary Apogee.
Oh my God. Cheater, cheater, cheater.
You know it.
Cheaters
you
never prosper. Cheaters never win. All right, everybody. I am Mary Apogee. I am not a cheater. Oh, wait. I am a cheater. Allow me to introduce my co-host, the expertly expert with his expertise, Chris DeSantis.
Oh my God, you are an equal. She calls me a cheater as a cheater. That's just really.
I, well, you know, what was it? The pot calling the kettle. Like exactly. I forgot that I had cheated, but I thought expertly expert with his expertise was good. No,
it's pretty good. But what? Give me an X word. Can give me an X adjective.
Xenophobic. I'm not going to call you xenophobic.
Yeah.
Xenia, like you're Xenia like.
Yeah.
Warrior Princess Xena, my Warrior Princess Xena co-host, Chris DeSantis.
My X-rated co-host.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
With
yeah.
my co-host with the X-ray vision.
Yeah, with X-ray vision.
That would be good, right?
That'd be good. That's good. Yeah, yeah. He can see right through you.
That would not. Would you ever? So, speaking of X-ray vision, if you had one superpower, like X-ray vision is a superpower, what superpower would you choose?
Well, Ray Milland chose X-ray vision, and that didn't work out well for him. That was a horror movie from the 60s, The Man with the X-ray Eyes.
Oh, no good.
And so he. Yeah, it was a fun movie till he could start to see through their, you know, just their bones and everything. And then he saw into affinity and then he dies. But
wah, wah, wah.
Wah, 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 wah. What superpower would I want? That's such an, I don't know, you know, that's hard because flying would be fun for a day, but so would super strength for a day. Although I don't know which one I would want. What would you want?
Oh,
being super smart would be fun.
Oh no, because then you'd like that might be like the Ray Milland thing where you like you know too much and then you're like
oh yeah yeah.
Wah, wah, wah. Right, I think it would be teleportation.
Oh okay, that's okay. You're expanding. Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah, you can go anywhere instantly.
Anywhere.
I like that.
Instantly. Anywhere instantly. I would.
You know
that.
How many parties I would have left.
Oh my God, it's so funny that you thought about it in terms of like where you would get out of going.
Exactly.
I thought of it in terms of like, because I'm so impatient, I thought in terms of like how much time I could save.
Oh yeah, a plane. No more planes.
Oh, no more planes.
No more packing.
No more. Oh my God, just be able to instantly be somewhere. No waiting in line, board the plane. Having to navigate traffic, you know, just being able to boom, get there instantly.
Yeah, and then I can go in any vault I want.
Any vault you want. I didn't think about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. If we're going to go, we're going
to
go.
So if we could teleport ourselves, then we'd have to assume that we can teleport anything on our body. So like our clothes, the jewels we're stealing from the vault.
Oh, I'll swallow it.
Yeah, those diamonds would come out eventually.
Exactly.
So, Chris, today we are talking about questions that have to do with, we're kind of calling it fraud, but it's really about questions where I think people may have said yes when they really meant no, or they may have changed their mind, or they may have been sold a bill of goods, or they may have sold a bill of goods that didn't really come out to be right in the end. So have you ever had an experience where you had someone sell you a bill of goods that was really just not what it was, what was cracked up to be, or they sold you on something and then you didn't want it?
Oh, that's a good question. Sold me on something I didn't want. I think that normally happens to me, or it has happened to me in circumstances of travel. You know, you're going to a particular hotel or part of the world, and you're imagining this is a great resort, and you get there and it's awful. I remember in Spain, we went to a fancy resort in Spain when I was years and years ago. I got there. It turns out it was a family resort, families.
Which means children and crying babies.
Children and crying babies, horrible. So that's all the whole day was. So I'm thinking, I'm on this, you know, and it was I was like the only single person there.
Oh my God.
It was, and then you're the single person there and they're looking at you like, oh, protect our children from this creature that might, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was horrible.
They were like, here's the pedophile. Stay away from the pedophile.
Exactly. It was terrible.
Oh, that would be awful.
One little kid came up to me and I remember this specific because I had to go to his parents. He was probably about 8 or 10 and he comes up to me. He's talking to me. He's being friendly. He's telling me what hotel room he's in and all that. And I said, you shouldn't tell that. You shouldn't be talking to me or telling me. I went to his parents and said, you know, your son's telling me where he's staying. I shouldn't know that.
So instead of being the pedophile, you just got the kids in trouble instead.
Exactly.
You made yourself unpopular with everybody.
Everybody. But anyway, that was a bill of goods. Oh, resort on the Spanish coast. Okay. Last resort.
That is hilarious. All right. Well, are you ready for our...
Oh, what about you? What about you? I'm sorry we didn't get to you. Anything you got
I'm
stuck
with?
I'm
trying to think. Anytime... I have to think about that. You know, when I was prepared to ask you the question, I didn't really think about for myself. Have I ever been sold a bill of goods that didn't turn out to be true?
By the way, I have almost been sold on terms of wearing things. You know, people will... I don't know if this happened to you, where they say, oh, no, that looks really good on you. That looks really good. It doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
It does. I'm at least know who I am.
Yeah.
And I know if something doesn't look good on me.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, because that's easy to do. And I, you know, when I'm in dressing rooms and stuff or, you know, trying on clothes, if I see someone trying on something that looks really good on them, I will tell them, that looks really good on you. Don't even think about it. Buy it. And if I see someone trying something that doesn't look good in them, I will tell them. Even when the sales clerk's going, oh, it's wonderful. I'll be like, no. You need to have a neckline that does more of this. And then oftentimes they'll listen. So I try to do that. You know, other than my marriage, I don't think I've had any big frauds. My husband sold me a bill of goods that he was going to be like nice and charming and friendly. And he's none of those things. No, he's all of those things. I'm just teasing him today.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, all right. So are you ready for our first question?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Hi, all. I'm kind of in a jam. I took a job at a company because they offered me the opportunity to work overseas. It would be part of my job rotation to learn different aspects of the manufacturing process. Well, they kept their promise and they planned to send me to a plant in Germany for 18 months. But here's the problem. I don't want to go. I met someone recently and I want to see where it goes. I also don't want to move to a small town in Bavaria. I like the work I'm doing here, but I took this job knowing that a temporary move was part of the deal. Any thoughts on how I can have it both ways? Signed, Bavarian Blues and Paramus. Is that how you say Paramus?
Yeah.
Okay. The Bavarian Blues in Paramus.
Yeah.
Well, that's... Chris DeSantis.
This was a little tough for me because I'm not quite sure if it is a she. Do we know if it's a she or a he?
I assumed it was a he. Could be a she.
Oh, okay.
Or they?
I don't know if you can have it both ways. I just don't know in this particular case. Now, one thing I do know, regardless of what you are trying to do, you cannot share the reason you don't want to go as because you are looking, you're in a relationship
or a very new relationship.
A new relationship that will give you no standing. So my thought would be, if you've been there a little bit of a while, try to talk to somebody you trust there. When I say trust, because this is a conversation that shouldn't go beyond you and this individual, and say, here's what I want to do. I don't want to go there. I want to stay here. What are the repercussions of saying no? See, somebody who's there longer, there might be some kind of options out that you're not aware of, right? The other thing is... in my opinion, in this case, because I don't know what you can do, but the best you can do is provide them with a viable alternative to you going. So what can you do in the U.S. that they would accept you doing in lieu of going to Bavaria to do what they're asking you to do in Bavaria? If they can't do that and you are obliged, I think at some point you have to say, I got to start looking for a new gig.
Yeah.
Because you're the one who went back on what you said you'd do.
You're the fraudster.
You're the fraud. Fraud.
And so, Chris, before I go into what I would say, and I loved everything you said, what would be a good reason? Because you have to give them you have to give them a reason, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. You'd have to say the reason I can't go is because I'm unable.
I'm sorry. I'd love to go to Bavaria, but I'm unable.
I think the only, again, there could be the acceptable reasons that there's something around a family issue.
My mother's dying or, you know, oh my God, that was awful thing for me to say. Yeah. But that would be lying.
That would be lying. So we're into that category, or that you can't get a visa because you, of course, have on a terrorist watch list of some
kind. Or you're unvaccinated. Which might lose your job, right?
Yeah, yes, or you're xenophobic. But I don't think any of these things are legitimate simply because you, in the interview process, that was part of the condition and you accepted that. So to say you're going back on that, the circumstances would have to be extraordinary. Maybe there's surgery and you have to recover. If there's a possibility of doing something, yeah.
Yeah. You know, just don't tell them what the surgery is and go get, if you're a woman, go get an implant somewhere of something. If you're a man, go get an implant or something.
Well,
like,
if you're
have
a short
a surgery
man,
or some, yeah, something.
If you're a short man, have your legs extended.
There
it takes
you go.
About a year.
So I love this. You know, personally, I think spending 18 months in a small town in Bavaria sounds really super cool. I got to tell you, I think it sounds really neat. I think it sounds like a great experience. So, I think Bavarian Blues has three choices. They go, they don't go, or they renegotiate, right?
Or they bring the other party.
I think you covered how to renegotiate really, really well. Like, really think, what else can you do? Is it consequences? I think if you don't go, then you are, I think, unless you have a good reason, I think you need to start looking for another job. I think if you don't go, I think you've just reneged on your deal, and it's safe to say that the future with this organization is not very bright.
No.
You may not be able to recover from this. But here's another thing I want you to think about. I think you should really consider going because this is going to be, I'm going to make just a little case for going. It's going to get an exceptional life experience. Like, not that many people get to live in another country for 18 months. And you're going to live well. Most of these gigs pay really well and they put you up really well. You're going to learn more about the company. You're going to learn more about yourself. You're going to expand your network. You're going to make yourself more valuable both to your company and in the marketplace. So I think you should really consider going. The other thing you could do is go, but see if you can't delay the going. Maybe you can delay the rotation by 3 months. Maybe you can just say, you know, is there any way I can put this off for 3 months? I've got some important things going on here at home with my family. You don't have to say what, but I should be able to go in March. Because if you delay it, it might give you time to figure out if this thing with the other person is real or not, right? Because if you just met them, it could fizzle, but it could also make that relationship even stronger. And then you would definitely know whether or not you want to go. But then so those are my thoughts, just to add to Chris's. But, you know, two more quick things I want to say is, you know, you're assuming that this other person is as into you as you are to them. So you might want to talk to this person that you just met, because it might freak them out a little bit to know you are sabotaging your career for them, and they may not be that into you, right? So I think you're making a lot of assumptions here, and I love that you want to stay for love, but the other person might not be anywhere on the same plane for them. And then the last thing I'll say is, you know, a lot of this, I think, considers where you are in your life and in your career. You know, if you're a younger person, I would say go. If you're an older person, I would say go. But if you're like in that middle age where maybe you feel like there's too much, you don't have any time left to actually experience something new, then maybe you don't go. But I don't know. I think you should go.
Yeah, I think, but I'm assuming this is a younger person.
Then they should go.
Yeah, because the person who we would have had some prelude to this saying, I took this job because of that, meaning that their doubt is what they're saying to a company. And I think that doubt has a youth attached to it. You see what I'm saying?
I think so. That was what I thought. And I think they should go because
if
you're young, you should go.
I think you're, and to Mary's point, you're confusing love with infatuation.
Yeah.
And this is somebody you've just met. And to Mary's point, again, if you tell them I've decided not to go because of you, and they don't, oh my God.
So maybe you do that and see how they react. And that might answer the question for you.
why aren't they picking up their calls? Why aren't they answering the texts?
I got to tell you, if I had been dating like my husband, like in the first month, and we fell in love pretty quickly. But if he had told me in the first month that he was turning down a major job opportunity to be with me, I'd be a little freaked out.
Yeah, that would be, I think so too. By the way, 6 months, let's say you do leave. Okay. You become, you know, pen pals for a few months. Bring him over.
Yeah.
Bring this person over. Come on.
You're going to Germany. You're not going to Mars. You can fly back a couple of times. So
exactly. This is everybody. You know, this is an adventure for the two of you.
For the two of you. All right, Bavarian Blues, get your act together.
Exactly.
and good luck.
Good luck. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. Oh, what's that? What's the song? Farewell, adieu, a vida saying goodbye.
To you and you and you and you and
you.
Okay, anyway,
all right,
we're done.
Are you ready for the second question?
yeah, we're ready.
After the sing-along. All right, this is from Colorblind, to your true colors in Omaha. Hi, Mary and Chris. I like your show and you seem to be informed about current trends in the workplace. We do our best. I'm a store manager for a popular health and fitness chain. I was recently informed by HR that one of my employees has complained about not being allowed to bring her authentic self to the workplace. It seems that she feels that the company uniform and how she's being told to interact with customers does not conform to how she sees herself. Sadly, she is a bit overweight, so the uniform really does nothing for her. She's also quick to anger and shows little patience with customers and staff. If authentic means she can be an asshole, I'll have none of it. So how do I navigate this new terrain in the workplace? Signed, Colorblind, to your true colors in Omaha. Ooh, this one is chock full, Chris DeSantis, and you get first crack.
Oh yeah, this was complicated in the sense, first of all, I see this as more than anything a coaching opportunity. You know, this is, you can help this individual. Let me sidestep the authenticity for now, because this could just be a defensive posturing. See, nobody likes to be told that they're not good with people. So you see what I'm saying? So maybe, I don't know what happened with that. Okay. So I think the question here is, if this person does demonstrate some defensiveness and they're not really being good with a customer at this stage, who does this person, the salesperson, get along with, and who does a good job with client interactions? I think this goes back to a previous episode that Mary talked about, this idea of teaming with somebody you can work with and say, okay, how do we coach them through? So what situations do they find the most challenging, and how can this other person who does what they do help them through? Here's how I would handle that situation. So maybe this person role plays with them and tries that. And so the observing and the coaching of that, and then provide coaching advice that is relevant to that. And then as they do things, start reinforcing the positive. So for instance, if this person has a short patience with staff members, and when you see that they're not doing they're not reacting strong, wow, I really appreciate you're doing that. Find reasons to appreciate them, to sort of work them in. Because I don't know about authenticity. I don't want to spend a lot of time on their authenticity with that without knowing what they mean by that authenticity as a statement. Because I think the responsibility of this job is what Jeffrey Pfeiffer would call being pro-social. Pro-social means, look, you are there to be positive, the best part of you. See, being, in my view, authentic means it's the better you. It's not just the you every day. If everyone's authentic as they are every day, we'd be angry. You know, we just vent everything we want to do the way we want to do it. But the better self is to say, how do I be authentic in terms of working with you in a positive sense? That's what we're trying to accomplish here.
So I agree with the coaching. Only I think you should coach her out of this job and into a job that's more aligned with her authentic self.
Quite frankly, I don't know.
Coach her out.
you're pissed off at her.
I think to your point where I was going to start with this is, you know, methinks her authentic self is misaligned with her job. And yes. In that case, she needs to find a job that's more aligned with her quote unquote authentic self. Because where I really got triggered on this one mm-hmm. was really where you ended, which is like being authentic is not an excuse for having poor behavior or a poor attitude.
Exactly.
It's not about being however you feel at any moment of the day and being like, you know, the same behaviors in every situation. It's about, as you said, bringing the best behaviors in the most appropriate way to the situation. So I think that she's using, I agree, it's defensive posturing. I think she is not fit for this job. And I, quite frankly, maybe I might coach her for a little bit, as Chris said, but I think if she really wants to stay on this authentic self thing, and this, then her job, she is not aligned with this job, and she needs to be coached into a job that she's can feel free to be her authentic, annoying self.
I was going to say, I don't know what customer serving job that is, although she could probably work in any. I don't know.
Well, you know, it didn't say she was a salesperson, but we're assuming she was a health and fitness chain. So I assumed it was more like a gym, but it could have right. It could have been a store. But
yeah, it could be like a, what's that? Lululemon. Lululemon kind of place.
You know, whether it's retail, whether it's a gym, I mean, it is a client facing job. Exactly. It's a customer facing job.
Well, I agree.
And your job is to be nice to customers. And
I agree with you.
So I think move her out.
My challenge with all of this is this word keeps popping up, authentic.
Yeah. Well, you know, that drives me crazy.
Well, and so it should, because it's a catch-all. And people conflate it with other things. So for instance, I can't bring my authentic self to work means in some way I feel that I'm oppressed, or I feel that I can't be who I am. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what you're saying to me. That's why I like to go back and say, what does that look like through the eyes of the person who's saying it? Versus HR coming to me saying, I am being not allowing somebody to be something that I don't quite understand what I'm not allowing.
Wait, can we go back to the HR aspect here? So why, if HR, like what's their role in this? So if this woman went to complain to HR, why is HR triangulating with the manager? Why is HR either saying like having a meeting with both of them together, or why is HR saying, hey, honey, your authentic self needs to be nice to customers?
Yeah, exactly. I think HR in this role is dumping.
They're passing the buck. They're dumping.
It's exactly right. They don't want to have the conflict. And then so the HR, by the way, the HR person might have the same mental definition of authentic as perceived by this individual. And so they might be implicit agreement.
Well, then that HR person needs to find a different authentic job, because that is, you know, but I agree with you about authenticity. I know we did a show on this a while back, but I think authenticity, while at its core is really important, like it's really important for people to be able to feel included and comfortable who they are. I think authentic leadership, with leaders being able to show a little bit more of their humanity, is important. Yes. But I think authenticity has become this big catch-all, you know, sort of like that quiet quitting, where people are using it as an excuse to do or not do things because it puts them a little out of their comfort zone.
Yeah, because it's interesting. I'm going to learn more about it, because I'm intrigued by the concept, but I'm more intrigued by the philosophical version. So I'm trying to find out philosophers who've talked about that, and so I'm gonna go backwards to this and then come forward again.
Well, so I've done a lot of research on authenticity, because I had to do it for my book, and what I find is it's one of these things where it's a poorly defined.
Yeah,
you know, there's like the word definition, like Webster's, of what authentic means. Which is me to basically to be real. But like it is one of these terms or expressions that in the workplace has taken on different meanings depending on who's talking about it. So kind of like that quiet quitting thing, where some people thought quiet quitting meant, you know, I'm not going to work overtime. And some people are like, quiet quitting means I'm going to do as little as possible. Like it just, it means different things. So yeah, let's do some more exploration on it. See if we can find any agreement from the researchers. People are just making though, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, I also think whoever the speaker is colors the view of it.
Absolutely.
You know,
like speak about authenticity, I make it pretty clear that what I mean is you bring your value system, you bring your spirit, you bring your personality, but it doesn't mean you bring the exact same behaviors to every situation.
Yeah, because I'm sorry, go ahead.
And as you said, you bring the most appropriate self for the situation.
Yeah, because the older word for this is let's be real.
Yeah.
Let's be real. That was always code for, I'm going to be very candid with you and it's going to be awful.
Good
you
point. See what I'm saying? Good point.
It's going to be awful. And so real is I'm going to
I'm going to dump on you.
Dump on you. I'm really going to dump on you. I'm real and I'm dumping on you. You see what I'm saying?
So I do.
These words take on meaning that I think is skewed away from their, I will say, aspirational sense.
Yes. And I think that's so well said, because I think authenticity came out with a lot of well meaning. It was very aspirational. Yes. Let's bring some humanity back in the workplace. And I think it's been hijacked by way too many different people.
Yeah. We're going to do more on this, people. One of these, we're going to do another show.
Feel free to write us and tell us what you think authenticity is.
Yeah.
All right. Ooh, that felt good. All right. That felt good. All right. Authentically good. All right. We got time for one more. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's from On Hold in Houston, who we've been keeping on hold for quite a while. chit-chatting about authenticity. All right, here we go. Hey, wow. I just got sold a bill of goods. I accepted a job for a, quote, people first company where I was told, quote, we empower our people to make the customer happy, end quote. Well, I'm at a call center where I can't even get to use the bathroom without permission. If I spend too much time truly trying to resolve a customer concern, the floor manager walks over and debriefs the call with me with the implication that I did something wrong. There's also a tally board for number of calls handled by each customer service rep. And believe me, you don't want to be on the bottom. Lunch hour isn't even an hour. I've only been there 3 months, but it feels like a lifetime. Is it too soon to quit? And if I do, what do I tell an interviewer? And more importantly, how do I not fall for a scam like this again? Signed, On Hold in Houston.
Wow, there's a lot going on here.
A lot going on there. I forgot that this whole theme was fraud after authenticity.
Yeah, right, exactly. Authentic, right. Well, this one here, this job isn't going to change. So either you change or you change jobs. And likely, I think you need to change jobs. And consider two types of options. In my view, I don't think you're going to change the world here. So two types are a different type of work entirely, or a different purveyor of the kind of work you're doing, who is entirely different in how they handle it. The problem with a different purveyor is your potential negativity. You see, that's the problem. Because you're going to go into that interview and say, oh, well, they did this to me, they did that to me, they did this to me. What about you? Are you going to do this better than they did that? You see what I'm saying? You're going to carry the baggage of what you experienced into that interview. Speak positively about what you're looking for. Don't discuss what was wrong with them. Never let that go, right? The other choice is a new type of work altogether. Again, what you bring to the table is that what they had on offer at the other job was not being fully leveraged. You see, you're saying, well, in my last job, I spent a lot of time doing this administration, or whatever the thing is that you say, but I didn't get to do as much as I thought I would do in terms of serving the customer. So my point would be, what do you want to leverage more of that is of interest to them that this job lacked, that they would say, oh, we want that as well. We want that, right? And again, I would again speak positively about, you know what I liked about this other job? It was so structured. I like clarity of structure. Very little ambiguity what I want. I just felt that they weren't using all of my strengths. And part of that is my problem solving. And I want to really get into solving. I was dealing with recurrent themes as opposed to really digging deeply into what I needed to do to really make that customer happy. You see what I'm saying here? All of this is really revolves around what you can do for them in terms of your strengths, acknowledging that the other firm does things well and you have well-being about them and get on with your life.
Really well said. I literally had one sentence answer, and that is run, don't walk to the exit. That's true. You totally need to quit. Yeah. Absolutely quit. This is not a good fit. Whether you quit before you find a new job or not, that's completely up to your economic proclivities, whatever your situation is. But as Chris said, they're not going to change. And by the way, not an expert in call centers, but I think Chris is right. I think probably most of them are going to have some sort of pressure like this as well. I don't think they're going to be people first. I could be wrong. As Chris said, the next interviewer, you got to use those euphemisms. Use those euphemisms like it wasn't a good fit, or they weren't using my skills, like whatever it is. But as Chris said, you cannot tell them their company sucked because they'll think that you're going to talk about them.
Right.
And so since Chris answered that question perfectly, I'm just going to add one more thing and your question about how do you not get scammed again like this. Really requires you to be a little more detective-like, exploratory before saying yes to the dress. So, you know, you can the best way to find out what a company's really like when they make these we put people first promises is to go ahead and ask the people. So see if you can't talk to any current employees or find some former employees. LinkedIn is great for that. Ask around. Really talk to some other live human beings about their experience. More than one if you can. And then, of course, there's those sites like Glassdoor, Ladders.com, all those places that actually have people that review their employer. So check out that. So just do a little bit more legwork to find out. And also, you know, if you're going to physically see if you can't do a physical interview, like being there, because you can get a sense of how people feel by actually getting a sense of the energy in the room. Like, what does it feel like? Do people look happy? Are they smiling? Or is everybody walking around like, you know, with grimaces on their faces? So that would be my only addition to Chris's fantastic answer is just be careful before you say yes to the dress. Do some more cyber stalking.
Well, one other thing, as Mary was talking, is because it just hit me when she's right. You want to leave this place. But the other choice of leaving is get fired based on what you want to do for the customer.
Oh, meaning, so you can get unemployment. Love it.
Yes. So if you're saying you want to solve their problems, you stay on that phone till that problem is solved.
It's a good idea.
You make the bottom of the list every week because you are helping more people solved problems as opposed to getting more people through the process.
You know what I like about that? It's getting fired with some integrity. Like,
exactly.
And don't just sit and chit-chat on the phone. Like, really, really, as Chris said, like, with all your heart and soul, really put that time into helping those people. And if that lands you on the bottom, you get fired, you get unemployment, bam.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris, that was a nice little Machiavellian strategy you pulled out of your you-know-what at the very end.
Well, I didn't think of it till you said, you know, run for the hills here. And I'm thinking, well, who's going to pay for the hills? You know what
I'm saying? Was that your muse? Was that your muse?
You were my muse. You were my muse.
Do I muse you?
You were real. You were real. Let me be real.
Oh, my God. So much fun. All right.
Excellent.
Thanks, everybody, for joining Chris and I today. Thanks to our amazing, overworked, never fraudulent executive producer, Mr. Jack Edinger. If you have a workplace question or cubicle dilemma, give us a shout. No question is too easy. No question is too real or too hard. Lots of ways to find us. Email us. info@cubicleconfidential.com. Tweet us, cubicleconfide1. Connect with us on LinkedIn, Chris DeSantis, Mary Abajay, or Cubicle Confidential. People, we're easy to find. And until we see you next time, we want you to be kind, work hard, be honest, and if you can't,
call us.
Okay, see you next week.